Part 2. What is the United Nations doing to address the AIDS crisis? UNAIDS and its agencies have brought some innovative ways of spreading the message that, first, people need to overcome the stigma of AIDS so they can come forward to learn about prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. One way to transmit this message is by providing education and AIDS awareness training to local community members, whose work brings them into regular contact with others. One such local community member is Paul Lopez, a hairdresser in Mexico City. Paul's clients tend to confide their problems to him. Therefore, he was trained by a UNAIDS program to dispense advice about testing and treatment of HIV/AIDS. Now, along with advice about beauty, Paul tells clients how they can protect themselves from the AIDS virus, or where they can go for treatment should they need it. Another crisis that United Nations programs address is the crisis of care produced by the overwhelming number of AIDS orphans, 95% of whom are in sub-Saharan Africa, where the spread of AIDS has been particularly lethal. Normally, when a child's parents die of AIDS, other family members, such as uncles and aunts, will take responsibility for the orphan child. But because there are such increasing numbers of AIDS orphans, and because the economic resources of some communities are so limited, it is increasingly difficult to find adults who can take in extra children. Often, children live by themselves in their deceased parents' home, surviving as well as they can. End of part 2.